Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our kitchen and bath event. Plus, get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Event offer valid 2/9 through 3/23. Appliance offer valid 2/15 through 2/28. Applies to select items. See store for details. U.S. only.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. It's never too early to think about college football, so join Coach Fitz and the Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall season. Tickets are on sale now at nusports.com.
Willie's got, you know, probably a little bit more arm than David actually has physically. Dave was really good about feet and release, which I think Wilson can also be that good.
There's Joe Maddon talking about second-year catcher Wilson Contreras. He'll continue to work with John Lester in the spring, and the plan is to have the young catcher catch the lefty veteran in the season. Cubs' first full-team workout is tomorrow. White Sox earlier today, Carlos Rodon, he threw for the first time this offseason as the team is easing him into the long regular season. Says he feels fine and he's 100% healthy. NBA, the Bulls head into the All-Star break at 28-29, the seventh spot in the East. They're a game ahead of Detroit and one game behind the Pacers. They're off until the 24th when Phoenix comes to town. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they host Edmonton tomorrow night. AHL, the Wolves play in Texas tonight. Puck drops at 7:30. NFL news, Jets cornerback Darrelle Revis has been charged with multiple felonies after an alleged fight last weekend in Pittsburgh. And Tony Romo reportedly will not be traded, but most likely cut, making him a free agent. And PGA this weekend, Genesis Open second-round play has been suspended due to weather. They will resume tomorrow morning at 7. Johnny Vegas and Sam Saunders are tied at the top of the leaderboard at 7-under. Saunders never started his second round today. Jordan Spieth is 3-under. Through 16, he's 5-under overall and 2 shots off the lead. This scoreboard update brought to you by Land Rover, above and beyond. Imagine up to 2 years of totally cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4550 multifunction printer comes with enough ink for up to 2 years. That's up to 8,000 pages, totally cartridge-free. Visit Epson.com/EcoTank. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Just excited for this weekend. Ready to go. Had a good camp. Me and Coach, you know, been through a lot in the last few months, but we're ready to rock and roll. I know, you know, this is an AB production. I'm not here to lay down. I'm here to win my fight. It's going to be a great fight. I know that. But I'm here to take home a victory for Chicago, for my people, para la gente mexicana. And yeah, me and Adrian were boys, you know, like, you know, mutual respect. He's a great champion, one of the greatest fighters I've ever seen. Mixed with my style, like, I know it's going to be fireworks on a Saturday night, and we plan on putting on a good show.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Let's go to the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. You can find Al Bernstein on Twitter, at Al Bernstein, and you can find him on Showtime, Showtime Championship Boxing, 8 p.m. Central Time. You just heard from Adrian Granados of Chicago, representing in the welterweight main event. Hello, Al.
Hey, good to be with you guys.
You don't often get the circumstance where guys who not just have sparred together, but are actual friends get ready to fight. How hard is it, do you think, to drop that once you jump inside that squared circle?
Well, you know, I think, I don't know if I'd go so far as to say they're friends, but yes, they sparred, and they sparred when Broner was getting ready for his fight with Marcos Maidana, and they wanted someone who could emulate kind of like, you know, somebody emulating the opponent's quarterback, emulating the style that Marcos Maidana would have. And Adrian Granados, who's a very good, aggressive fighter, did that with Broner. So he knows him. They have some mutual respect, which isn't always the case with Adrian Broner and his opponents, as you well know. But, you know, I think it's not the case where they're the best of pals. So I think they can turn off that part of it and create an exciting fight.
Which of these guys wants to do what and set what kind of tone that the opponent may not like?
Well, Adrian Granados is, who, by the way, could well be, this isn't a championship fight, but I believe he could well be Chicago's next boxing champion. He beat Amir Imam, who is a top contender in the 140-pound division, in a big upset win. That's part of the way he's here doing this fight with Adrian Broner. Granados is a very aggressive fighter. He calls himself a wildcat. He said, when I'm in the ring, I'm a dog, and he is. He is tenacious. He has power. And he wants to make this uncomfortable for Adrian Broner. If you can back up Adrian Broner, make him fight every second of every round, he is uncomfortable doing it. Sean Porter was able to do that against Broner. And beat Broner. So did Marcos Maidana. He also beat Broner. That's what Granados wants to do. And for Adrian Broner, he would like to settle the pace of this fight, land counterpunches coming in, and a big thing for Adrian Broner is going to be whether he can establish his power early in this fight and make Granados think twice about attacking with abandon.
You know, Adrian's had a weird last 5 or 6 months or so. Some of the Instagram stuff where people thought that he was getting ready to take his life, and Floyd Mayweather had to jump back in his life. And I just want to ask you, because you're closer to the situation and being a longtime boxing guy, what happened with him? It seemed as if, you know, not only being Floyd Mayweather's protege, but actually his skills in the ring, it seemed like he was one of the next ones to pop on the scene. And it hasn't come to fruition the way that I know he would have hoped, and a lot of his fans as well.
Well, you know, he is, the big question with him is, will we say at the end of his career that there was a lot of unfulfilled promise? That's very possible, because to this point, there's still some things to prove. Now, a lot of it has to do with his own discipline, his ability to fight at certain weights. For instance, this fight was supposed to be 142 pounds. Granados is normally 140-pounder, and Broner, who is not as effective at 147, was supposed to fight this fight as a forerunner to fighting at 140, where he would be more effective again. Broner asked for the fight to be at 147 about a few weeks ago, and so he could not make the 142-pound limit. Adrian Broner says his future is at 147. That's what he told us in the fighter meeting today. If that's true, it's going to be a tough hill for Broner to climb to reach the heights that people expect from him, because that's a, he's very short. He's 5'6". That's a weight class that is filled with big punchers, more athletic, and bigger fighters. So that makes it a tougher job for Adrian Broner to fulfill that promise. And as you pointed out, he's had his share. He's been an erratic personality. He's a flamboyant personality, but he's had a lot of erratic behavior in his the last few years, and even suggested that there were problems. Now, he says he's got all that handled. It's a new man. We'll see.
You mentioned that Granados could be the next champion out of Chicago, and in his four losses, it's all been by split or majority decision, so yes, not knocked out, and against some really good fighters. It's not like he's losing to chumps, but why would you say that a four-loss fighter is, in your mind, still potentially a champion? What's he better
at? Why not? I mean, he could be undefeated. All four of those losses could have been wins for him. He thinks, and you can make the case, at least two or three were wins, and boxing has to change. Listen, in MMA, if you have four losses, doesn't matter. You can be a three-time world champion. Mm-hmm. And in the old days in boxing, four losses didn't disqualify you, nor should it. Granados is he's 27 years of age. He's a very good fighter. He has power. He is as hungry as anybody I've ever seen. He works at his craft. George Hernandez, who trains him, is an excellent trainer. So there's no reason why at 140 pounds, there are two champions out there, Ricky Burns and also the IBF champion, who I guarantee you, if he got a chance to fight, he could beat.
What's necessary in the game right now? You mentioned the MMA phenomenon that is now just a multi-billion dollar business. I think they sold for, what, $3 billion or $4 billion the other day. But
right,
it seems as if a lot of the younger generation is flocked to that. And my grandfather brought me up on boxing. And whenever there's a big fight, I buy it or I try to watch it. And my, you know, with my uncles or the guys in my family that came up on boxing. But it does seem like there's something missing for the younger fan or the casual fan. The prize fight used to be the thing. And now it's, okay, it's not MMA. There's not enough violence. There's not enough action in the sport where I can enjoy a defensive fighter. I can enjoy, you know, the footwork and the little things, the nuances of the sport. But what does the game need, or what does the fight game need to get, not back on top maybe, but to kind of balance the playing field a little bit with MMA?
Well, in the United States, it's more of a niche sport than it used to be. Worldwide, it's not. In the UK, boxing is having a monstrous renaissance. And in the United States, it needs a couple of things. Number one, it needs to be covered. The mainstream media stopped covering the sport. I know I sound like a Republican presidential candidate.
This is fake news.
Which, by the way, I am neither.
And by the way, that wouldn't be a candidate. That would be a president.
That would be a president. You're correct. Well, I wasn't going to go there. But since it's Illinois, my former home, I guess I can. But it needs to be covered, because what's happened is boxing has had, like this year is a perfect example. Boxing's off to its best start. The year 2013 was a great year for the sport, the best year in 25 years going back. This year is already off to a monstrous start. On Showtime, we've had two phenomenal fights with Butte versus James DeGale in the 168-pound division, two champions that put on a war. Frampton versus Santa Cruz, Carl Frampton versus Santa Cruz, which was a terrific fight. HBO's had several good fights. There's been a bunch of great boxing, and the schedule moving forward on CBS on March 4th, Keith Thurman and Danny Garcia, free TV. It's a fantastic fight. Errol Spence is going to fight Kell Brook later in May. Klitschko is fighting Anthony Joshua, the heavyweight champion from Great Britain, and a fight can be. And the schedule is littered with great fights. These fights people need to know about them, and they need to be able to see them. Now, part of the issue is sometimes these fights like ours, although we have a free weekend on for this week, so even if you don't get Showtime, you can tune in and watch the Broner Granados fight.
Yeah, doesn't boxing have to help out a little bit too? Because the last time I covered a fight was in Vegas, and it was the Sugar Shane fight against Winky Wright. And
well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a very long time ago. And the fight started at 11. And, you know, by that time, and I know papers aren't what they used to be, by that time, you got a bunch of guys who are up against deadline and they're done. Now with social media, don't you think that if the fight started a little bit earlier, like how can boxing help out the consumer as well?
Well, boxing can, of course. Well, if you get an MMA, the main event, does that start much before 11?
True.
No,
true.
Never. So it, now with and I like MMA, by the way. I'm not an anti-MMA person by any stretch. Mm-hmm. And I think it's there's not so much as animosity as people say. But that main event just started at 11. But with social media and with other things, we're not relying anywhere. It's not the newspaper age anymore. People know about things or can know about things. But again, if the mainstream sports media, TV, radio, et cetera, doesn't let people know about these fights, now, I'm not saying there's not reasons why some of the coverage in boxing has lessened, and I'm not suggesting boxing hasn't shot itself in the foot. It has in many instances. I'm just saying the product that boxing has out there is now more than worthy of people knowing about. If they like boxing, like you're saying, you know, watching it with your uncle and everybody, well, I can name you three fights or five fights that already happened this year, and at least five upcoming that anybody who likes boxing should like to see. So I just think that there's a chance for boxing to have a renaissance this year. And I'm not a cheerleader for boxing. I cover it, but I cover other sports as well. So I just think that the actual, to me, boxing and hockey are very similar. In Chicago, of course, hockey is, you know, huge because the Blackhawks are so great. But in some place where they don't have a franchise, you know, or national press, hockey is going to get dissed a bit because a lot of the people are not hip to it, and they're not going to be covering it as well. And in some ways, boxing suffers from that as well.
You're also going to be part of a new network, the Vegas Stats and Information Network, or yes. VSIN, that's launching on multiple platforms. And as a longtime client of the Musburgers, I've been aware of this going on. And this is really a fascinating idea to take the idea of sports gambling, but move it into the idea of analytics and metrics and understand why and how some of these lines get set. And I think it opens up some new doors for people to look at this very differently.
Yeah, it's a really exciting project. I'm going to be doing a daily show. It's going to be aired on Sirius, and they're going to be streaming it. Brent Musburger, of course, you mentioned the Musburgers. Brent is going to be doing a show on there as well. And a big part of the mission statement of the network is, as you said, to bring neutral sports gaming information, not some people selling picks or handicapping, but a lot of information to people about it. And what I'm going to do is a sports show that's an entertaining sports show, which I've done before on ESPN and on ESPN affiliates when I was with the network. We're going to do an entertaining sports show that wraps into it a lot of gaming information from VSIN.com, which is the website that's up there right now, and some interesting guests to talk about that aspect of sports, but also talk about the sports themselves. So it's going to be a fun way for fans who are very into this sports gaming and some that are very casual about it to some that don't know it, but once they hear it, they may find an interest in it. And anybody that's just a sports fan will find it entertaining because we'll be having a lot of fun sports content.
But boxing is first up Saturday night, 8 o'clock Central Time, Showtime Championship Boxing, the welterweight main event, Adrian Broner against Chicago's Adrian Granados. Al Bernstein will be part of the call, and Al, we appreciate you joining us as always.
It's great to visit with you guys, and I know you guys do a great job on the Score, and which is a wonderful station that all my friends and family still in Chicago listen to, so I'm happy to be on it.
Well, they should. Thanks, Al.
Okay.
Al Bernstein, our guest on Bernstein and Goff.
All right, when we come back, Dan.
Yes.
I have something for you.
Oh, good.
A young man feels differently about money than we ever thought he would. I will have you guess who that young man is during the commercial break. You're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Nice to see LA Clippers star Chris Paul getting back to the NBA All-Star game this weekend. Or it would be had he not enlisted the services of one Bieber to get him there. As part of the fan vote, CP3 got Biebs to tweet at his near 92 million followers that they should vote for him. And it worked. Of his 735,000 votes, 367,000 of them came from Beliebers. So Chris Paul is once again an NBA All-Star, but this time it's because of Biebs' army of eggs. And honestly, that's embarrassing. Not the fact that the Beliebers got him in, but the fact that they failed to get him in as a starter. Biebs is the second most followed person on Twitter. That's a near 92 million person reach, and he's still going to be on the pine when the ball goes up. I'm Jim Rome.
CBS Sports Radio. CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize.
She's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
30. It's auto show time, and that means you've got to see my guys at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. They've got over 300 new Chevys, all priced with special auto show incentives. There's incredible savings like 0% financing for 72 months on 2016 Chevys, or lease the new 2017 Chevy Equinox for just $199 a month. Sign and drive with no money down, by the way. Sunrise Chevrolet, they really are the bright way to buy. Check them out online at sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. On select vehicles to qualified buyers, 36-month lease. See dealer for details.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide-and-seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Roads. I'm today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. All right, Bernsey.
You teased me.
Yes, I did. This from Chris Walder. Wrote this yesterday. He writes for thescore.com. Not
That's 670 out of Canada,
score,
right?
Yeah, but thescore.com. The future of former league MVP and current New York Knicks point guard Derrick Rose heading into next season is clouded in mystery, as he will be entering unrestricted free agency for the first time since going first overall to the Chicago Bulls in 2008, reportedly secreting a max contract under the NBA's, I can't even read it without laughing, NBA's continuously rising salary cap. The 28-year-old obviously trying to get the most bang for his buck on his next deal, although he admits landing a gargantuan contract akin to what Mike Conley secured in Memphis isn't his number one priority. Quote, see it here and there, but doesn't drive me anymore. Like, I've always been driven by playing basketball and wanting to do the best. Like, money numbers, of course, you got to know it because of how I grew up. I grew up around the streets hustling. You see numbers, you can't look over them. But I'm just happy that I have an opportunity for them to see how I perform and let them see what I'm worth. 2017 crop free agent point guards is extremely deep, with the likes of Kyle Lowry, Chris Paul, Steph Curry, and Drew Holiday all up for grabs. Rose may need to wait out after high-profile names securing their own respective deals before teams being shown interest again. He says, I feel like I can compete against every one of them guys when I step on the floor. It's never like it's a pushover, and that's the only thing I want people to see. It's not sweet. It's not a pushover, and I can still hoop. Rose is averaging 17.7 points on 46% shooting, 4 rebounds, and 5 assists in 32 minutes through 48 appearances for the Knicks, who acquired him in a trade with Chicago last summer. You do that, and then you go over to CBSSports.com, and they say, oh, the Knicks point guard is reportedly on the radar for multiple teams. This comes from Ian Begley, who acknowledges that Rose has been a poor defender and distributor for New York this season. He has, however, been excellent in driving to the basket. You can watch Rose highlights and talk yourself into the idea of him helping a team. He's still quicker than the average guard in transition, and he can contort his body and finish at the basket. He has made some clutch shots and been dunked on a few times. When you look at his defense, though, or even just his relative lack of efficiency, it's hard to see the appeal here. It would be surprising if the Knicks could get much in return for Rose, especially with him hitting free agency in July. This last month or so has been eye-opening on a few levels for Derrick Rose. Of course, you have the AWOL chapter where no one could reach him, And now he's realizing, and you know, the whole life comes at you fast.
It sounds like he's come off of some of his delusional stuff.
He's realizing what the NBA is telling him right now, which is the truth that you are now.
When you say telling him, do you mean what actual gameplay?
Yeah, what the game is telling him.
Right, but not hearing.
Not guys in his ear telling him
he's
going to
be specific.
Actual
evidence of what he sees the game.
Yeah, the
doing
league is telling him
growing,
that you are, you know, at times a good player, more times than not an above average player, and that money won't be there for you. So, time to talk yourself off that money ledge. That reality is hitting home right now, and especially with the Knicks who are trying to bail water off that sinking ship. Nobody is really calling for Derek, you know. And it's mm-hmm. this is why you've got to have people around you to wake you up before the people that don't give a damn about you do. And the cold hard business of the NBA is telling him exactly what it is right now.
Yeah, it sounds like he's finally realized something. And what I think some people don't really understand when it comes to money is that you always feel like, well, why isn't enough? And what's another if you make 200 million? It's about your status. The money isn't just the actual buying power or lifestyle of the dollars. It's a relative number to what other people make. And when you talk about this weekend, when guys get together, talk about All-Star Weekend. Yeah. And you mentioned at the outset of the show during transition about what guys like Jimmy Butler, who, boy, if you listen to some of that stuff when Jimmy...
I haven't heard any of it yet. I know we got some of it.
Given all the time in the world to talk about Jimmy, would love to talk about himself and everything and that ugly shirt of his that sells for $820. Ooh, boy. But they know what everybody makes. It's the status. Mm-hmm. It's where you are relative to other people. It's not just about if you want to buy something or you want to start a foundation or you want to get another house.
How much sway you have in NBA circles.
It's standing.
Because there's very few professions where everyone knows your dollar amount.
But that's a big deal when Derek now starts to understand that his time is over.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Maticola. It's never too early to think about college football, so join Coach Fitz and the Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall. Season tickets are on sale now at nusports.com.
There's the ability for the pitcher to convey to the catcher through signs what he'd like to do also. So all that stuff's out there. I have a lot of confidence in all these guys, and any kind of shortcoming that we perceive that we have will work to fix it. But I really have a lot of faith in Wilson.
That's Joe Maddon talking about second-year catcher Wilson Contreras working with the pitching staff and any issues there might be between the veteran pitchers and the young catcher. They have confidence they can work it out during the spring training. The plan is to have Wilson catch John Lester during the 2017 season. White Sox side of things earlier today, Carlos Rodon, he threw for the first time this offseason as the team is easing him into the long regular season. He's 100% healthy. Says he feels great. NBA, the Bulls, they head into the All-Star break just a game under 500 at 28-29, the seventh spot in the East. They're off until the 24th when Phoenix comes into town. In hockey, the Blackhawks host Edmonton tomorrow night. AHL, the Wolves play in Texas this evening. Puck drops at 7:30. NFL news, Jets cornerback Darrelle Revis has been charged with multiple felonies after an alleged fight last weekend in Pittsburgh. Tony Romo reportedly will not be traded, but most likely cut by the Cowboys, making him a free agent. And the second-round play of the Genesis Open has been suspended due to weather. They'll resume tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Johnny Vegas, he was on top of the leaderboard on the course today at 7-under. He was 3-under through 14. Sam Saunders is still at 7-under. He never got his second round started. Jordan Spieth, 3-under today through 16, and he's 5-under overall, just two shots off the pace. Breaking news on the scores brought to you by Scott Levy's Rose and Hyundai. Visit roseandhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
In 2 years, you could...
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
I don't...
stuff that's been going on nationally. Because first there was a tweet from the president that was deleted. And we were wondering why the tweet would be deleted. Because the tweet said the fake news, all caps, media, parenthetically, failing New York Times, NBC News, CNN, is not my enemy. It is the enemy of the American people. Sick. So then that was deleted. I thought, oh, that's odd. And the reason it was deleted was because he wanted to add ABC and CBS.
Nice.
So are we part of it now? Do we get, still under the umbrella of CBS Radio?
Not for much longer.
It doesn't say 670 The Score, but we haven't risen to enemy of the American people yet, but we'll keep trying, I guess, someday.
Well, you know,
someday.
Sports journalism has become a liberal profession. And people are getting edged out. I read a piece. It was about Brian Curtis, the Ringer.
The Ringer, yeah. Yes. I saw that.
Sports writing has become a liberal profession.
It was an interesting thesis.
Here's how it happened.
Yeah. I'm not sure it was entirely proven, but it was an interesting read.
Took a good shot.
I think it was well written, but I think there's some holes in the logic there. But let's see the list: New York Times, NBC News, ABC, CBS, CNN. That's a lot of enemies of the American people there, man. That's a lot.
I gotta start tuning in and logging in to different things because I'm running out of things. Then,
because you're part of the enemy. See what you're doing to the American people.
I feel like I don't know if you can get more American dreamy than than my parents' story and my story. Immigrants come to this country, make a way.
That's why
never been on public assistance. Shout out to the people who have to be on public assistance to get themselves started. But I don't know how I would be the enemy. If anything, I'd be the poster child.
If we had more time with Scott Paddock, it would have been a fascinating topic because he mentioned. What did he say? And I didn't have
Daniel Suarez's
name. Yes, yeah. That the Daniel Suarez is taking over for Carl Edwards because Carl Edwards is having some head injury issues and married to a doctor and has decided
to get your ass out of that car.
Yep, exactly. So Daniel Suarez is the first driver of Mexican descent who's going to be part of NASCAR. And make no mistake, Scott Paddock is a powerful guy in NASCAR.
Yes,
he's kind of very Mr. Nice and awshucks and all that stuff. But as president of Chicagoland Speedway, he holds a lot of sway in that sport. And for him to say that it's a big deal for the sport to be promoting Daniel Suarez and trying to reach out, just like we had Trevor Van Riemsdyk on talking about inclusivity in his sport.
The 815 was not happy about that.
No, 815 really unhappy about that.
They're pushing our gayness on the sport.
Why are you pushing gayness on hockey?
We need more gayness over here. Not enough. More gayness, please.
This guy was mad about pushing gayness on hockey. You're a little late. But as you are to every sport, but how about the fact that in
pushing gayness on the Roman Empire
in these times that you get these countervailing forces? That's NASCAR we're talking about. You're talking about apple pie,
America
and Chevrolet and all sorts of and the flag and camo and if they as a sport feel it's in their best business interests to be making something out of Daniel Suarez. I don't know.
It's not going to be like Boo a Brown Person Day at your local speedway.
I don't know.
Two for one and Boo a Brown Person Day.
You make it like soccer games in the Ukraine and Poland where they're throwing bananas at people. I hope that's not the case, but you wonder what they're asking for. Because Willie T. Ribbs isn't racing anymore, is he? One of the most unfortunately named people. I mean, literally, that NASCAR driver was
more than Dick Trickle.
His name was Willie T. Ribbs with two B's.
I can't speak on it because I've been told by the community not to address
a moratorium.
they told me to stop talking about the taste mask and Jerry Rice is still
the driver who must not be named.
They told me, the meetings happen once a month, and they told me that to stay away from these topics as you move forward. And Willie T. Ribbs is like one of those, Ten Commandment joints where it's like, hey, thou shalt not mention Willie T. Ribbs. So I'm gonna stay away from Willie T. Ribbs. No, but how do you voice your displeasure if you're a NASCAR fan? I mean, you're really only buying the products that your guy is hawking anyway, right? Or you're only rooting for your guy. So outside of the normal chicanery that probably takes place in the stands, unless Daniel Suarez does too much winning for everyone's liking, I don't know how that, you know, actually applies itself.
I don't know either. The 630 says, why can't he just be a good driver? Why does he have to be a Mexican driver?
Because that's who he is.
He doesn't have to be anything. I'm just telling you.
Why are you so mad that his,
what,
you know,
do you care?
The what he identifies with and as, and his culture and his heritage is at the forefront.
I just found it interesting that it's clear that the sport itself wants that because they feel it's in their best business interest to expand their base.
Of course.
Same reason the NFL wants to play games dollars. In Mexico. There are people there.
Yeah.
There are people there that have dollars to spend on entertainment products.
Yeah, man.
That's why.
I don't know. You know. Hey.
What?
I don't know. Like, I'm getting to the point now where I'm feeling like there is no saving a lot of the people who reflexively respond mm-hmm. the way they do. And,
well, there probably isn't.
But that's the thing. I hate feeling that way. Yeah. Because, you know, if that's the case, then you have to guard yourself against people that you don't even know are like that. You know, like you got to have, what was the Roddy Piper movie? Where he put the glasses on and he could see
they
the
live?
They live. Yeah. Like you don't know who you're around until you throw the glasses on. You're like, oh, all right. You don't like me. Sorry. I'm sorry for doing like the people who feel the need to put a safety pin next to their Twitter feed, or the people who, you know, on the other side, the I don't see color people. It's like, whatever,
Jay,
man.
I was at a family gathering recently around some people. Like,
what are we doing?
People I hadn't seen in a long time. And
you get to know how people have felt over the years.
At the hotel bar, and then you're like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And honestly, and I'm not even joking when I say this, like, I feel like I've outgrown those people in what used to be my circle, too, where you get the other side of it, where it's like, oh, they always trying to keep us down. Like, all right, man, even if that's the case, and if you feel that way, they're doing a good job with you. Like, you're not proving them wrong in any way, are you? Like, you know, make something happen out here in these streets. Yeah, man, it's getting, like, even yesterday, I went home after doing the auto show with you and reading all the stuff on Twitter. I go home and I'm feeding the baby and my television is on a news channel. And I'm like, oh, damn, they're about to show this dude do this all over. And they showed an hour and 10 minutes of it, like, from start to finish again. Like, they were re-racking a Theo interview. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I can't escape this, man. I can't escape the ridiculousness. Like, even if I mess around and throw something on Instagram or throw something on Facebook, like, there's always some anger that comes out. And it's like, wait a minute. It's okay if you disagree, but why are you angry? Why do you think you're being assaulted via social media? Because I'm pointing out that this man is a buffoon, an absolute buffoon. Like, I don't care what side you fall on. You can't tell me that this guy isn't an idiot. You can't. Like, not with a straight face. Like, after you do the whole, you know, MAGA, you know, you do your whole, I love America thing. Cool. That's fine. But you can't look me in my face without smiling and say that that's not an idiot. You can't. It's not possible. You may agree with all the things he's saying, which may make you an idiot, but you can't look at me and say he's not an idiot.
It was all going on behind the scenes. I mean, the stories that were coming out of Capitol Hill, for whatever, everybody was just staring at each other like, oh, boy. On both sides of the aisle. And apparently the one look was like, yeah, that's your guy.
Like, really?
That's your guy.
Like, there's been plenty of times where you've had to go like, ah.
The 815's messing with
us
now.
This one.
This guy's messing with us now. Why they gotta be gay Mexicans in NASCAR? Okay.
Shout out.
Yeah, when we come back, we have some Kyrie Irving audio that I think you're gonna find interesting and possibly a little alarming.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Kyrie's... he's been known to say and do some things. Yeah. He had a special boat party at the end of last year that had people riled up. So, All right, looking forward to it. And I do want to hear Jimmy Butler's thoughts on life as an all-star before we get out of here at 6 o'clock
as
well.
Are you sure?
Yeah, why not?
And we got another poker seat to give away too before 5 o'clock on the score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That was a superstar call. Mm-hmm. That was a call that even Mike Jordan might not have gotten.
Exactly. I'm thinking, God bless Jimmy Butler, all-star, but is he that big in the business to get that call?
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Serta, and more. Up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. You can save up to $300 on select Tempur-Pedic mattresses before prices go up.
And they have queen sets, Dan, for as low as $179.99. So there's something there for every budget at Mattress Firm.
The best thing you can do right now is take advantage of this. Through Monday, this President's Day sale. Get free delivery when you finance your mattress and adjustable base with 0% APR for 72 months. So get in there and see and feel for yourself what we have been talking about for this long.
Yeah, you have to go to mattressfirm.com. You find the location nearest you and take advantage of this weekend before the sale runs out during the President's Day sale. And you let the sleep experts help you. They're going to ask you a few questions. They're going to make you lay down on some mattresses. And they're not going to decide for you. They're not going to try to find the most expensive mattress for you to buy. They're not going to try to talk you into a mattress that they have to get rid of. They're going to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. That's the key. So take advantage of the President's Day sale at Mattress Firm. Now going on through Monday still, and as Dan mentioned, free delivery when you finance your mattress and adjustable base with 0% APR for 72 months. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our kitchen and bath event. Plus, get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Event offer valid 2/9 through 3/23. Appliance offer valid 2/15 through 2/28. Applies to select items. See store for details. U.S. only.
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll agree to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans,
one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police work's like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
I'm the test nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do? You gonna shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
When our team said I was out with flu-like symptoms, it was honestly from the bed bugs.
Was Kyrie Irving just now? Run that again? Danny, I was throwing on my headphones when it...
When our team said I was out with flu-like symptoms, it was honestly from the bed bugs.
Bed bugs?
Uh-oh.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to say that was last year when he had the bed bug incident at a hotel, and those are never ever fun. Have you ever had bed bugs?
Knock on everything. No.
I moved into a place that I thought was a decent apartment, and I've told this story before. It was in Hyde Park, and I guess an older man moved in. Above me? I think it was above me, yeah, because I was on the 10th floor. He was on the 11th floor. And 2 months after moving in, a house guest of mine was like, Jason, look at my legs. And I was like, what's wrong? And there were bite marks all over. Yeah. There's nothing like, you know, there's nothing like not knowing you have an issue and someone else finding it. It's kind of like anybody out there that's listening right now. If you grew up, you know, in a certain era where like a cockroach would run across the television screen in front of you, like while your friends are over, you're like, yeah, we're going to all pretend like that just didn't happen in his house and never come back here again. Yeah, man. Went upstairs. Well, the building goes upstairs to find out that this dude like never left his crib and he had like an infestation of bed bugs that were just making its way throughout the entire apartment complex. And yeah, it was a bad, bad deal, man. Like I've never been more embarrassed about a single situation than that. Cause you know, you try to keep your place clean and yeah, the knock on everything is right. Cause the bed bugs.
One of our veteran salespeople came back from a family vacation and needed the full home remediation, thousands and thousands of dollars. And I know where he was. And shortly thereafter, I was going to the very same place for a hockey tournament and did all my research on what to do, how to look for them, and brought plastic bags, mm-hmm. making sure all your stuff was off the floor.
Looking in the corners of the mattress.
Yeah. And I went through all that. I mean, just researched it, and thankfully we were okay. But I went to websites that were chronicling sort of off the record, don't go to this or don't stay in this part of this hotel. And yeah, really. So Kyrie Irving was on the Cavs podcast with Channing Frye. Okay. And sometimes, you know, these guys get
start to riff
comfortable and start to riff. And here's what they said.
Do you believe that the earth is round?